we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Wednesday to you, Brevard County. Welcome back to the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. Today's Modern Worship, and I pray that you will worship the King today. That is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Don't miss the opportunity that you have. You might get another one later, but once you miss an opportunity, that opportunity is lost. And he is worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. And so I want to encourage you to make this a day where you worship the King. So this is day three of the offering, and we want to thank those of you who've called in already and supported WMIE in their fall offering. And if you have not done so yet, write this number down, 321-632-1000, and you can call in and say, hey, I want to be a supporter of WMI's ministry here in Brevard County, and they will be very, very grateful for the help. Just all we ask is that you tell them you heard about it on the Refresh Radio program, and that would be greatly, greatly appreciated. So today is going to be the last day that I mention it, but want you to know that it's out there so you can be a part of that. We also want to say thank you to the folks of Wyrick Air, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. They've been in Brevard County for a long, long time. They're based in Rockledge, Florida. They travel all throughout Brevard County, work on all types of different air conditioning systems, whether it's package units, traditional condensing units, and air handlers, or mini split systems. They deal with all of that. They've been doing those types of professional sales, services, and repairs for over 40 years. They also are wonderful electricians, and I've used them a great number of times in that endeavor. They work in residential and commercial settings, light commercial settings, and they provide emergency service when necessary. They always strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. So before you find yourself in need of their services, write this number down, 321-632-9538. And then when you do need their services, you can give them a call, and they will schedule you, come out, get your problem resolved, and do it in a professional manner for a great value. And tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program when you call in. So to Acts chapter 15 we go. Acts chapter 15. I absolutely fell in love with this portion of Scripture earlier this year. And verse number 8 is where we're going to be focusing today. And this one particular passage was something like, wow, what a difference from the world's mindset is on display in verse number 8. So let me read a few of these verses to you. We've been going through the various blessings that come as a result of one person having a breakthrough in spiritual truth, and all of the different ways that Peter's revelation helped out. It helped Cornelius and his household, helped the Gentile world as a whole. It helped the church to see that the Gentiles were not to be avoided, but they were supposed to be reached. And now we see that there's going to be greater clarification as to the type of life that these Gentile believers should lead. So verse number 6, Acts chapter 15, says, now the apostles and elders came together to consider this matter, and when there had been much dispute, Peter rose up and said to them, men and brethren, you know that a good while ago God chose among us that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. So God, who knows the heart, acknowledged them by giving them the Holy Spirit just as he did to us, and made no distinction between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now therefore, why do you test God by putting a yoke on the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved in the same manner as they. That's Acts chapter 15, verse number 11. So when we were here yesterday, we were talking about that the Gentiles had heard the word of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, and that they believed. Verse number 8 is where we're going to pick up, and it starts off this. So God. God initiated all of this. He initiated the prompting of Cornelius. He initiated the divine communication with Peter. He spoke to Peter in such a way that he was open to being obedient to what was being asked of him. And then he opened Peter's spiritual eyes so that the Gentiles might hear the word of the gospel and believe. And it says, so God, who knows the heart. We're getting ready to talk about what God did in just a moment, but there's a comma right after so God, and then there's this phrase, who knows the heart, and then there's another comma. So God, who knows the heart. Now, that is a wonderful, wonderful truth. That basically means he knows our innermost being. In some cultures, they would refer to your innermost being as your bowels and things like that. In our understanding, in our culture, we refer to it primarily as the heart, as it being the core of your being. So God, who knows the heart? Well, God knows everything that is going on inside of you. So if you have a heart condition, if you have a spiritual problem or a physical problem or an emotional problem in your innermost being, God knows how to fix that. He is perfectly aware of all of the challenges, all of the issues, and all of the motivations of the heart. And so Peter is saying, look, we don't have to judge the others whether or not they're worthy or not. God's already made that decision, and he has perfect awareness of what's going on in a person's heart, what the Holy Spirit is preparing for them to receive. Okay? So just like he did with Peter and Cornelius, God not only would prepare a person's heart to minister, but he would also prepare a person's heart so that they would receive it. And Peter says, God absolutely knows the heart. He knows my heart. He knows your heart. He knows the heart of everyone that is around us. And so he is going to be just, and he is going to be holy in whatever he does. Now, that's the good news. The challenge is God knows the heart. And that means that we've got to constantly be looking at ourselves and saying, God, you know the reality of my heart. If there's anything going on, I need you to correct that. And I trust that you are going to not only begin the project, you're going to complete the project. David was known as a man after God's own heart, but he was constantly saying, God, search me. See if there be any unclean thing in me. Change my heart. And so God knows the heart. That's great for receiving. It is also great for the reality of he knows us better than we know ourselves. But when God says that there's a problem with our heart, like we were talking about with Simon the sorcerer yesterday, rest assured, he's not guessing. He's not guessing. He never makes a mistake. He's never uncertain. He's never wavering back and forth. And so God, who knows the heart, acknowledged them. I've got that word circled in my Bible. He acknowledged them. I have a person that I know, and you know, I'm on good terms with them and everything. But I've said that whenever you were in a conversation with that person, they were always scanning the room looking to see who they were going to be talking to after you. And after a while, it just got to be where, well, if you're not really engaged in this conversation, I'm going to free you up so you can go have the conversation that you want to have. They would very rarely acknowledge you by being focused on you. And you know, people want to be seen. There is a tremendous effort that goes on in society right now. It's kind of a newer term for me. I don't know how long it's been around, but it's called cancel culture. And that is, if somebody doesn't agree with you, they want to make it to where you basically become persona non grata. You are not only not acknowledged, they want you completely wiped away. Well, God, when Jesus comes into our heart and into our life, he acknowledges the reality of our relationship with him. He writes our name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and it is a witness. It is a testimony. The word is actually the same word that we get witness from in Acts chapter 1, verse number 8, where it says, "You shall be witnesses unto me in all Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and under the uttermost parts of the earth." That's verse number 8. He says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me." It says, basically, you are going to acknowledge me. Well, the word there is also the same word from which we get martyr. I don't know if you've ever been asked to do something that you were not completely and totally thrilled about doing. A martyr is a person who is doing what they are asked to do, knowing that it could be the last thing that they ever do, because they are serving as an ambassador of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in a hostile environment where Jesus is not acknowledged. Okay, so let me just say a couple of things about acknowledgement. Just because a person refuses to acknowledge you does not deny the reality of who you are. Okay, so in some countries in the world, they want to deny the reality of God. God is still very much God in spite of their denial. If, you know, all 8.1 billion people on the planet, I think that was the last number that I heard as the guess as to how many people are on the earth, that if all 8.1 billion people and all of the other people who had ever lived denied that God existed, God would acknowledge himself. He's God, whether we acknowledge him or whether we don't. And that cancel culture that I was talking about, there are many people who do not believe in God, do not acknowledge God, and they don't want anyone else to have the opportunity to know him, acknowledge him, and experience the blessings and the realities of it. That's one thing about God being acknowledged. But what about when other people don't acknowledge you? Another term that I've heard recently was ghosting, where people just pretend that you are not there. And I want you to know that in spite of this world system that we live in, God is fully aware and fully acknowledges you in the reality that you are in. If you are trapped in sin, he sees that and wants you to experience the freedom and the deliverance that Jesus makes available to you. Okay? So I want you to know that God's mindset is completely different than what the world thinks it is, where the world thinks that he is standing there like a batter in the batter box, and he's getting the practice swing and working on getting his timing down, and he just can't wait to knock sinful humanity into an eternity apart from God. That is exactly the opposite of what God's mindset towards people who've yet to embrace the Lordship of Jesus Christ is. He went to the cross and did everything that was necessary for those people to be forgiven so that they do not spend eternity without Jesus. The Holy Spirit is in relentless pursuit of individuals who need to make Jesus the Lord of their life. The Holy Spirit is acknowledging the things that you do for God. And listen, being acknowledged by God is a very high, high honor. In fact, as I was preparing for this, I was just allowing my imagination to run just a little bit. And I'll let you know that acknowledgement can come in different forms. It can come with a statement that has been read. It can come strictly from a look of affirmation. And it can also come, as we see here in Acts chapter 15, it can come from a gift being bestowed to a person that is of very high value. So it says, so God, who knows the heart, acknowledged the Gentiles. Now, remember, this is a discussion among Jewish believers who have been hostile towards Gentiles. And Peter said, look, God acknowledged them. That is a higher standard. That is a higher form of acceptance than whether we accept them or reject them. God's already done it. The question is not, are they deserving of the gospel? The question is, will we rise up to God's level, God's standard, and acknowledge the things that God acknowledges? Okay? Our society is flipped on its head right now because it doesn't want to acknowledge that things are sin that the Bible calls sin, and it wants to acknowledge that things are good that the Bible calls bad. So it wants to reject the things that the Bible calls evil, doesn't want to have anything to do with the things that the Bible calls good, and that they wonder why we live in such a upside down world right now. It's because we're not acknowledging the things that God acknowledges. God's not going to come along and say, oh, I was wrong, you were right. We need to come and say, you know what, God, you are right, you are just, you are holy in all your ways. He acknowledged them. How did he acknowledge them? Again, this is Acts chapter 15, verse number 8. He said, by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he did to us. So, first of all, he starts off and he says, guys, do you remember Acts chapter 2? It didn't have that book name. It didn't have that chapter designation. But do you remember what God did to us on the day of Pentecost and how the church grew? Well, he says, he has acknowledged them and gave them the gift of God the Holy Spirit, just as he did to us. Just like he did to us. And so I, as a Pentecostal, which means that I believe in the present day ministry of God, the Holy Spirit. I have served in ministry my whole life where there were people who were apprehensive or cautious about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes people would say, hey, I invited a visitor to church. I sure hope there's no gifts of the Spirit in operation today, because that would be really, really embarrassing. And just as we see the flipped up perspective that the world has compared to what God has, that's the same messed up mindset inside the church. Because the gift of the Holy Spirit and the gifts that the Holy Spirit brings to the church are not meant to embarrass. They are meant to acknowledge the presence of God, the people of God, the covenant of God, the promises of God. God, the Holy Spirit, is given to us as a gift. As a gift, not something to be avoided, not something to be ashamed of, not something that just say, oh, well, that's a nice gift, and then you don't ever know what happened to it. God's giving of the Holy Spirit is a seal for us that is described in one place. I don't know if you would ever drink something anymore that if you got it home and discovered that the seal was broken, which meant someone had accessed the inside before, that they weren't supposed to access the inside. I remember a few years ago when the social media trend was to go into a grocery store and open up a carton of ice cream and do something gross to the ice cream and then put it back on the shelf or some that you wouldn't get me to buy that type of ice cream. I wouldn't want to be part of that. But the Holy Spirit is given to be a seal of authenticity and saying, look, these are my people. These are my children. I'm doing a work in their midst. Maybe you're sitting there today and, you know, I know people, they can't get out the way that they used to. They're shut in. They're listening on the radio and, you know, you might think that you're forgotten, that society has just moved on. And I want you to know today that you are not forgotten by God. In fact, the Bible gives us the assurance that not one single prayer that you've ever prayed is going to go unnoticed by God. Now, I'm talking as a believer. There are some sins, you know, if there's discord in your house, he says your prayers are going to be hindered. There are some other stipulations, but I'm talking about as a child of God. And if you think that your identity was tied up into your position or to your youth or what you could do at church, I want you to know that God acknowledges you for who you are, his child. For what you've done, you've put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. For how you've served in faith. For the words that you've shared. And if no one else is around you, I want you to just do what I did. And that's allow your mind to imagine that you are in the same room with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And even though there may be some distance there and you're not right up at close and personal, you see that Jesus is looking your way, and with a twinkle in his eye and a smile on his face, he's just looking over at you and making perfect eye contact with you to let you know that he sees you and he loves you. Being acknowledged by God is going to be so amazing. you know, we have so many people that I sometimes struggle with the logistics of how God is going to do it. But I'll tell you what I don't think is going to happen. I don't think that it's going to be just a massive crowd of people and says, come on in. I believe that there is going to be a time of celebration where the saints of God are greeted in heaven with, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I'm going to close today with a story I heard. It involved two very well-known preachers of their time. One was John Wesley and the other was George Whitefield. And they had had some pretty intense discussions between the two of them. And someone asked John Wesley at one point in time, he said, do you expect to see George Whitefield in heaven? And to the best of my recollection, the response went something like this. No, I don't. And he said, I suspect that George Whitefield will be so close to the throne of Jesus that I will not be able to catch a glimpse of him. You see, they thought that there was some animosity and some competitiveness that was there, and really they realized that they were both children of the Most High God. I do believe this. I believe that there is a great reward in heaven for some people who've prayed prayers that nobody else knew they prayed. Your name may never be on a book cover. Your name may never be on a marquee. They may never write news articles about you here on earth, but I will tell you, the word of God that is settled forever in heaven is filled with people that we do not know their names who did great things for God, and God acknowledged them. I pray today that even if you're rejected by men, that you will live your life and view yourself as a person who has been acknowledged by God Most High, and he knows the reality of your heart. And I tell you, he doesn't make a mistake. You're not a mistake. You are a priceless gift from God. And I pray that you will bless this community with the gift that God has for you today. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back tomorrow here on the Refresh Radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.